Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back. I'm just laughing as we're starting this episode because these are some different things you're about to hear. I've learned them from mentors. I think I maybe just made some of them up. Nah, I think I've heard all of these elsewhere, potentially. I'm hoping you have not heard all of these elsewhere. Maybe you have. I'm sure some of them you have, maybe some you haven't. But these are weird habits, hacks, whatever you want to call them, that I've been doing that has really helped me grow in a massive way. And I want to share them with you because I think anybody can do these, no matter what stage of life you're in, no matter what scenario or whatever your life looks like, these are possible. They don't cost you much. They don't really cost you anything. And I think they can help you grow if you embrace them. Let's dive right into one I'm sure you've all heard of. And I started this with a Tony Robbins group. It's been a year and a half, two years, which is fasting, not eating food. And I was introduced to this concept by a few different people, Lindsay and Tom. If you're watching, you're two of them. Lindsay's a fasting expert, in my opinion. Basically, I do a 36-hour fast once a week. I am not a nutritionist or dietitian. I've done research on it, and I'm learning more about this process of fasting, and I've learned a lot from friends, mentors, etc. One of the reasons, and getting off of the diet reason behind it, one of the reasons I love to do it is I enjoy eating. I enjoy food. My food choices are pretty simple, but I do enjoy eating. And to take that away for 36 hours, and normally what I'll do is, let's say I'm fasting on a Tuesday, I'll eat dinner Monday night and then not eat anything until Wednesday morning, about 36-hour fast. Drink a lot of water, sometimes have coffee depending, normally go for a brisk walk, sometimes a jog to get a little exercise in. And I feel that I appreciate food more because I do the fasting once a week. That's the message that I wanted to convey versus going in depth, because I, to be quite honest, I don't have all the knowledge of the science behind fasting or weight loss or what to eat, what not to eat coming out of the fast, because I know that's a big thing as well, which I'm learning more about. I don't claim to be an expert on any of that. I just wanted to share how it's helped me with discipline, because it takes discipline to not eat for the entire day. And the mentality and the gratitude, how blessed I feel really for days after to be able to eat breakfast and sit down and have a family dinner, because for those 36 hours once a week, I'm not eating. I just wanted to share that with you. Again, I don't know the science behind it, all of it. And I don't say that I'm an expert, but it has helped me in a big way, at least if nothing more than just a mentality and a mindset and a gratitude feeling that I have afterwards and even during it a lot of the time. All right, let's do the second one, which is a little wacky. I think I heard this somewhere. I cannot remember where I heard it, but I sleep on the floor. It just sounds crazy to say that out loud. I sleep on the floor once a week. You might immediately turn this podcast off after hearing that. But I do. I sleep on the floor once a week. Typically, it's on the weekend just because I can lay there a little bit longer, give myself a few extra half an hour of sleep, maybe, sometimes not. Why would you do that? The main reason I do it is a similar reason of the fast, which is how good the bed feels after you sleep on the floor. The other thing is, what I've noticed, and I'm probably doing this for almost a year now, it's not that bad. I mean, I have a pillow, and I guess I can sleep on my back, so it's really not that bad. I get pretty darn good sleep, and it almost feels like a slumber party. I feel like I'm a kid again. I am a weirdo. You can just tell the way this episode is going. but I feel like a kid. You put it, I mean, I have a small apartment in just outside of downtown Pittsburgh. I have put it on my rug on the floor. I put a little blanket, couple pillows, and boom, I'm knocked out, and it feels like a slumber party. It is a fun time. Clearly not as comfortable as the bed, but the other six nights a week, I guarantee you, I appreciate my bed that much more. You can give it a shot. If you're married, you have kids, you can make it a family thing. Sleep on the floor, put a movie on Saturday night, curl up on the floor, watch a movie, and pass out after you eat some popcorn, whatever it is. I think you could make it a fun thing, but I sleep on the floor once a week. It's been going on for about a year. I haven't shared it really at all on social media or anything, but there you go. There's one of my little mini secrets. The third one is also kind of random, but this has really helped me in my personal life and in business. 1 hour once a week, and it's actually not even normally on the weekend. I'll do it on the weekend if I have time, or I'll pick a, you could even do this in the morning. If you work from home, you could do it at lunchtime. I will walk around. Now, it depends on where you live as well. You want there to be an area that is decently populated. I will walk around the area that I live in and meet people. And that may sound like, wait, what, Matt, what are you doing? I will meet people. I will walk around and just talk to people, ask them how their day is going, ask them random questions, see if I can start a conversation. I have met some pretty awesome people doing this. And I should also say, I've met some people that look at you like, you are a wacko, stop talking to me. That happens a lot as well. Some people have the earbuds in, and you can normally gauge pretty quick if the person has any desire to talk to you or not. But you can ask them stuff like, have you ever tried any restaurants in the area? What's your favorite one? And then you get into a conversation. I started talking to, randomly said what's up to this guy walking down the street. Found out he lives in my building. He loves to play golf. And we're trying to figure out if we can get four guys from our building to go out and play nine holes together. You just don't know who you may meet. And I can tell you this, especially if you're doing this by yourself. If you have any fear of rejection, if you do this long enough, it'll go away. Because you're going to get rejected. And I don't mean rejected like if you're single, you're only approaching attractive women, which, I mean, you could do that too, but I'm approaching anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. You're going to get rejected. They're not going to want to talk to you. They're going to blow you off. And who knows? I might do the same thing if somebody came up to me randomly and started talking to me. I don't know. No, I wouldn't do that. I love talking to people, but you're going to get rejected. And once you do it enough, the rejection just becomes like, it's no big deal. And I think it maps over into business. Think about if you're nervous to call a prospect. Well, if you just walked around in your area of town and a couple people rejected you, blew you off, and you're like, that's no big deal. Now you can call a prospect. Who cares? So if it doesn't work out, all right, move on to the next prospect. I love doing this, and I will do it a minimum of 1 hour once a week. I plan it. I have it on my calendar. Walk. I live in the area called the Strip District. Walk the Strip District. Boom. And I get up and I go. And it is always an experience. In my journal, I won't go over all the details, but I always have stories from people I meet or situations that happen because of this. And you never know who you may meet. You may meet your new best friend by doing this, but I will guarantee your confidence will go up. Your fear of rejection, your fear of looking silly, your fear of a lot of things will go down significantly. Give that a shot. That's three. I'll throw another one at you, which is obvious if you follow any of my content. This is not a weekly thing. This is a daily thing. But jumping in the cold plunge, I've done it every single day that I've been in this apartment since I've got it. I think it's been 7 months. Every day without fail, I'm in there mostly in the morning. If I miss it in the morning, though, I load up the ice and do it at night. And cold shower as well. If you want to throw that in there, if you don't have a cold plunge, or you don't have room for one, whatever the case may be, cold shower for at least 10 seconds. Start with 5 seconds. To me, it's the whole mindset of just putting your hand on the nozzle and turning it to cold. that's hard enough. And then let it hit you. Like, you know what you're about to do is going to be uncomfortable, and you do it anyways. Think about that sentence in itself. You know what you're about to do is uncomfortable, but you do it anyway. How many areas of your life can that be so powerful? If you're married and you need to have a tough discussion with your spouse, you know it's going to be uncomfortable, but you do it anyways, and you probably grow through that. If you want to start a business, you know it's going to be uncomfortable, but you do it anyways. You grow from that. Turning the shower on cold is no different. You are setting yourself up for long-term success and overcoming setbacks when you do these little habits that can have a massive impact. Give it a shot. Some weird hacks that can help you grow. There you go. We talked about cold showers or cold plunges. We talked about fasting. We talked about sleeping on the floor. And we talked about walking up to random people. By the way, you don't have to block out an hour to do that. You could do that just walking from meeting to meeting, or you have somewhere to go and you have 2 minutes. Say hi to somebody. It's amazing how many people enjoy that and think, oh my goodness, somebody's actually paying attention to me. They want to say hello to me. That's awesome. Again, some won't, maybe 10, 20% won't. Don't focus on them. Focus on the ones that you could have a positive impact on, because it can be really powerful. Stay savage. Keep loving life. Stay weird. Stay unique. Be you. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Much love. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.